All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome back in live from Philadelphia. I thought I saw Beanie Siegel walk by, but I don't know if that was him or not. Either way, freeway. You a Beanie Siegel guy, Cliff? Are you a Philly guy? You are? Okay. Not a Beanie Siegel fan, though, nonetheless, although he will be in Houston next
Whatever
week.
Whatever happened to Freeway?
He's still doing his thing.
Doing what thing?
Rapping? He's still rapping. I mean,
are you sure about that?
No, he's still around. As a matter of fact, yeah, isn't he going with Beanie? He's going to be with Beanie at the deal next week, right? Figgy?
Yeah, he's sick.
Why are you asking Figgy?
Because me and Figgy actually talked about this.
Figgy.
Because I actually...
Hit it. Figgy, hit it.
No, this is actually a race card. This isn't a race card, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I follow Beanie Siegel on Instagram, and he tweeted out, or IG'd, whatever the hell they call it these days, posted a picture of he's going on a mini tour.
Uh-huh.
All right? And he's going to be at House of Blues next Saturday. Okay? And so I told Figgy, I texted him, I said, hey, Beanie Siegel's in town with Freeway. We need to go see that. And then he mentioned how, you know, he didn't know Freeway was still alive or something about the fact that he knew Freeway was sick and wondered what he was up to. So there you have it. So to your question, there you have it. But he is not here at Military Alley, which is a little unfortunate. So if we do see him, we will let you guys know. I haven't seen Eve either, so I'm just rattling off Philadelphia entertainers as I see fit. So that being said, I've never been a big Meek Mill guy, so I apologize for that.
I'm not either.
I know he's what the kids are listening to from Philadelphia these days.
What about Will Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if Will Smith shows up, damn right. My grandma used to confuse me with him for whatever reason.
Hey, but Will Smith doesn't have to cuss in his raps to sell records.
Yeah, well,
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He's getting jiggy with it. That's all right. I'll tell you what, we all wish we had that Will Smith cheddar, though. That is for damn sure. Aren't he and Jada in an open marriage?
Yeah, they swing.
Is that right?
That's what I hear,
Maybe that's who calls. Big old pile of people.
Hey, man. You know he turned down the Matrix.
That was a mistake.
Will Smith.
He doesn't make a lot of mistakes.
They wanted Will Smith to be Neo, and Will Smith turned it down. Apparently, there was like seven or eight people that turned down Neo.
What's the last good movie Will Smith did? I know this is where y'all say, are you kidding me? You like this? Concussion sucked. Let's just
I heard Concussion was not good. I heard his accent was even phonier than the movie itself.
It was bad.
The last Ali movie was good. Yeah. That was like over a decade ago. Has it been that long?
You like iRobot?
It wasn't bad. It was okay.
Come on,
it was okay.
Come on, man.
It's Will Smith being Will. That's one of those movies that you don't seek out to watch, that you're just flipping channels and it shows up. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess I can stick around.
Hitch travels well with time. What about Hitch?
He doesn't have a lot of good movies lately. I'm looking at his IMDb.
Hitch was good, though.
Yeah, what does he have? What's the last Will Smith movie?
2016 Suicide Squad.
The hell is that?
Oh, he was good in that.
Was he?
No. No, I forgot about that.
2017?
No, he was damn good in Suicide
Squad. That's a Redbox movie.
2017 Bright.
This has got Redbox?
What the hell was Bright?
Oh, Bright was a movie, if I'm not mistaken, was a Netflix-only movie where it came out directly from Netflix, and he was partnered up with a mutant slash robot slash
That's what
mutant.
It looks like. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. But like
Collateral just, Beauty?
Yeah, I missed all that.
2016.
He was good in Suicide Squad. Shout out to our boy David Ayer. By the Navy guy, for those of you that don't know, David Ayer, who made his debut when he did the screenplay for Training Day. So just a little bringing it full circle for all you guys. And, of course, his directing debut was Harsh Times.
He's got Bad Boys 3 coming out in 2020.
There you go.
That's going to be good. Oh, dude, I saw Bad Boys 2 when it came out. I think I saw it like 3 times in a week.
Was that good? You liked it that much?
Yeah. Ali was in 01.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That movie was a minute ago. That movie was a long time. That's what I'm telling you, man. That movie was a long time ago.
He hadn't
ago.
Made like a big time movie in a while.
But you know what?
He's kind of like the Eli Manning of.
See, that's where you're wrong. See, because the thing about Will Smith is that we still speak of him with such reverence, though.
Because he does it all.
It's because of Fresh Prince.
He's Will Smith.
It's because of Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Even when he does a crappy movie, he's such a likable guy that he's like, you know.
It's because of Fresh Prince, though.
Well, it's because of everything. Men in Black.
I was gonna say everything.
No, but Fresh Prince was the
coolest
was the
dude in the world in Men in Black.
Fresh Prince was the best.
He was good in
Fresh Prince. Was good.
He was good with DJ Jazzy Jeff. I mean, listen, people still bump Summertime 20-plus years later.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong with it. So there you have it. All right, listen, let's get down to the nitty and the gritty. Texans, did you guys know they're playing on Sunday?
They're playing Sunday.
In case you guys were unaware, by the way, okay, so and let me just throw a little something else on the table for y'all. All right, so the Titans win yesterday. They're 7-6 right now. They're scratching and clawing to get into that playoff spot. And the Colts, who play the Titans, I want to say the very last week of the season, if I'm not mistaken, 6-6. They need to win this game if they want to stay alive in the playoff hunt, which they're very much alive in the playoff hunt in the wild card run.
Because who do the Ravens play this week?
Ravens play the Chiefs this week.
Yeah, they don't have an easy task.
No,
obviously.
They don't.
So you could have three teams right there
sitting
for the last
7-6. Yeah. Absolutely. So no, this is a very real possibility. So this AFC South, while listen, we get it. It's not quite as glamorous as we thought it was going to be when this year started. Clearly, the Jacksonville Jaguars are not the team that everybody thought they were going to be outside of Landry Locker, who correctly predicted they were going to be a joke this year, and they've certainly done just that. But the Colts, again, need a W on Sunday if they're going to maintain any viability in the playoff race. The Honey Badger, though, he said, if you haven't heard, you're going to hear it about right now, number 32 in your program, number one in your hearts. He's had this game on his calendar since the last one.
This game has been on my mind since we've played these guys. Like I said, I didn't play my best game. I felt like we gave up too many yards on defense. We wasn't really competing how we wanted to. We wasn't really challenging those guys how we wanted to. So it's going to be a big emphasis, especially on the secondary this week. Just trying to do what we've been doing the past couple weeks. Not doing anything special, but, to remember, how it went the last time around.
There you have it.
Honey Badger. He's got to be mad about something.
It's just crazy that the Honey Badger, he's mad at you, Lopez,
he's
for hating on him.
He loves
all you
me,
do is
man.
Hate on him. That's what he's mad about.
He loves me.
He's Team Captain Mickey. That's really what it is.
He's
going to
go fishing.
At.
He's going to go fishing with Captain Mickey.
Yeah, exactly.
Close.
But it's good to see he's not eating the cheese.
No, he's not. He's definitely not.
I mean, most people, that when they presented that question about the last Colts game, they're presenting it as, how great is it that you won that first game and you've won 9 cents? Honey Badger was asked that question. He's basically looking at it as, I'm disgusted with the way we ended it.
Yeah.
Should have never been in overtime. Should have never put ourselves in that position. Yes, we've won 9 games, but I want to finish these guys, and I do not want to have to sweat it out like we did last time. That's a leader
and
right
there.
And
what I love about it is, and I mentioned this with you guys a little while ago, I think he's channeling Bill O'Brien. In a sense that he knows they weren't that good then. They're better now, and he just wants to put it on tape, put it on the field against the Colts, how good they are.
Well, listen, Nate, it's not even a debate that they're a better team right now in Week 14 than they were in Week 4. And like we said earlier, I mean, they still had that stink on. They had that funk from losing 3 straight.
And slime, though.
It was not the slime. It was not the slime. But they looked rather slimy in that second half when Andrew Luck started doing Andrew Luck-type things. I mean, listen, he should feel bad about the way they played, even though they got the win, because they gave up 484 yards to Andrew Luck. All right, I mean, Andrew Luck was doing whatever he wanted to do, and really it was J.J. stopping a 4th-and-4 that changed that saved the entire game. And I mean, because who knows what would have happened to this football team had they went ahead and lost that fourth game in a row and how things would have gotten started. We don't know what we'd be talking about right now, but we do know this, that the last time these two teams met, they Jadeveon Clowney, who, again, he's been good, not great these last few weeks. I mean, he was on a tear there for about a 3-4 game stretch. He's been, I'm not going to say he's been invisible these last 3 or 4 games, but he has not been the number 90 that he was during that 3-game stretch. Here's J.D. Clowney on that first game and how it, or that first win, and how it sparked this current streak.
Of course, we just got to get one game. It's hard to win in this league. We got one game win against them, and the ball started rolling. It's rolling now. You just got to keep it going. The ball is rolling. You got to keep it going.
I feel like he kind of like he repeats Bill O'Brien, but the way he says it, it's almost like
sarcastic.
It's a lovable class clown.
Yeah, it's
like the class clown. I'm sure, Fred, you were probably a little bit of a class clown. It's like the person in the front that'll kind of mock the teacher, but the teacher loves him. And he's like the lovable class clown on this team.
Quick story. One time we had a substitute teacher, and all she went by was Mrs. H. And I asked her, I said, what's your first name? Preparation. Needless to say, I was sent to the principal's office after that. So.
Really? My buddy got sent to the principal's office one time because
funny, right,
I think I can tell this. I think I can tell this on the air. My teacher's husband sent her flowers,
mm-hmm.
and she got the flowers and she smells the flowers and she goes, "Oh my gosh, they're so fresh, they're still wet." And my buddy goes, "He likes it wet."
Oh, wow. That's wildly inappropriate.
You know who Jadeveon Clowney is, kind of? Beaver, Eddie Haskell.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Anybody 50 and over suddenly checked.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows Eddie Haskell. Come on now.
No, I never watched. Everybody doesn't know Eddie Haskell.
Everybody does not
I
know
never
Eddie
watched. But I'm saying it's become
but
a
you
term.
Know.
It's become a term.
Yes.
I didn't watch Leave It to Beaver. It was before my time.
You know
time
who I think he is? But I think he's Ricky from I Love Lucy.
Like Bill O'Brien says, you know, he's the guy that Bill O'Brien says, hey, man, don't take the cheese. Yeah, coach, we won't take the cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's like rolling his eyes.
I think he's the guy from Gone with the Wind.
That dude.
Which one? Oh.
No, I'm trying to relate to what the analogies you're throwing out now.
Yeah, you just don't know what
Everybody
you're talking about.
Everybody knows Eddie Haskell.
Why don't you go make some macaroni
I'll
and cheese
I'll tell you what they
something.
Do know. I'll tell you what everybody does know that's listening to us. They all do know DeAndre Hopkins. B.O.B., listen, we know he gets a lot of credit, or he gives a lot of credit to his players. That's just the kind of guy he is. Well, it's about time somebody started giving credit to B.O.B.
OB do a great job of making sure everybody know what's ahead of us and not settling for the moment now. And, you know, like you say, don't take the bait. You know, everybody telling us we're great. You know, we don't listen to that because, you know, only a couple people, maybe one person won a Super Bowl on this team. So nobody really knows what it feels like to win.
Can you give an old man analogy, please, of who DeAndre Hopkins is? If J.D. Clowney is some guy named Eddie Haskell, who is Nuke Hopkins?
Don't act like you don't know who Eddie Haskell
He's
is.
He's the Fonz. Hey.
Is he the Fonz?
Hey.
That's a good one. Who is?
He's Greg Brady.
You want an old reference of who he is?
Well, yeah. I mean,
if we're in the Nick at Night theme.
I was going to say, if we're going with the Leave It to Beaver. If we're going with that Leave It to Beaver time frame.
I'm trying to think. He's Cool Hand Luke.
I don't know. I have no idea who that is.
Yeah,
that's why I said that.
He's the coolest man in the prison.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Uh-oh. Okay, Bob McNair.
No.
Okay, Bob McNair. I saw where that was coming.
A reference to the movie.
So was Bob McNair too.
R.I.P., sir.
Bob McNair. See how quickly things get taken out of context?
That's what Bob McNair meant, too.
That's what Bob McNair was trying to say, too. Real quick, since we're here in Philadelphia, and we are here in Philadelphia, part of the Army-Navy game. We're excited about that. That's going down tomorrow. What's that?
201.
That lunch
Room 201,
I
heard. 201
A. I thought it's going on while we're on the air.
I know. That's where I'm going.
Oh, yeah, Lopez, you know how Lopez is. He just goes and eats and piles up.
Lopez ain't worried about that. I got to give a shout out since we're here in a lot of military vibe going on. I got to give a shout out to, as I told Mr. Liebert, Lieutenant Liebert, for those of you military types, two gentlemen, two loopholes, listen to the program right now, one from Oklahoma, one from Jayville, my guy Chief Joe Jernigan and Lieutenant Commander Chris Green. So two of my guys I went up in the Navy with. And
thank you for your service.
Damn right. As they say, when you're in boot camp, you will meet people that will be lifelong friends. I have known these two yahoos for 20 years, and tell you what, if those two could tell some stories, anyway, they could if they really wanted to, but the bro code supersedes all of that.
Yep.
So shout out Chris and Joe. You guys know what time it is. All right.
Go Army.
Listen, Rockets. I'm sorry. Did he say something? I'm sorry. Turn his mic down, would you please? The Rockets. What a hot mess the Rockets are right now. We hate to transition from the Texans to the Rockets, but we'll give them a few minutes. This was said to our boy Kelly Ilko from The Athletic, who covers the Rockets. This is what Eric Gordon said to Kelly Ilko after the loss last night. They lost to the Utah Jazz without Rudy Gobert.
118-91.
Okay, so they're getting their asses handed to them.
Gobert got ejected early.
Very early. Got a foul call in 1 second into the game. Quote, I'm just not having fun, man. This sucks. Even the times where I have good games, we're just not using some guys the right way. Are we going to make the right sacrifices? Do we have the right attitude? That's coming from Eric Gordon, Mr. Six-Man Extraordinaire, who, allegedly, he was one of the guys that they didn't want to part with if they're going to get Jimmy Butler. But I'm starting to believe, though, too, that the Timberwolves had no intention of trading him within the division or within the conference. But, gentlemen, this is, and we talked about it a little bit before the show, it's almost now. I mean, listen, the Carmelo Anthony thing is done. Like, that's
yeah,
over.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You, although he's still on the team.
He still is a active member.
I have no idea.
He is still a member of the Rockets basketball team. But, again, that's, I guess he's working from home, as they might say, which doesn't really work in professional basketball. But, listen, we knew this team might struggle a little bit. But what we're seeing right now, I mean, is I don't think any of us.
I got to tell you guys. I'm amazed that the fall has happened this
right?
fast.
They were a whisper away from winning an NBA
they
championship.
They were a Chris Paul hamstring away from winning a Western Conference championship.
The champ, they would have won the NBA title. I mean, let's be honest. And now they're not even good. They're not even like, okay, you know, maybe they'll find their groove later. They're playing pretty good. No, they're bad.
They are a bad basketball team.
Bad.
And I don't think the Carmelo Anthony thing is done. I mean, because I think the damage has been done. Basically what you did is you undermined your head coach, Mike D'Antoni. You undermined his main assistant who had bad beef with Carmelo Anthony. The two best players on your team, James Harden and Chris Paul, dedicated their whole offseason to basically selling Carmelo Anthony to Daryl Morey and Tillman Fertitta. Yeah. That happened. That you fail at that early on, and then the whole mindset is just crushed because your coach has been undermined. Your personnel moves were made to bring in Carmelo instead of bringing in some glue guys, and it's just a lingering thing. And Chris Paul, he had a great offseason, though, because if you just look at the checklist, I actually happened to – somehow I found Chris Paul's checklist from the offseason. He had three goals for the offseason. Goal number one was to get paid, check. Goal number two was to sell ownership and Daryl Morey on Carmelo Anthony, check. And goal three was to get pudgy and fatter, and that's a check too. So congratulations to Chris Paul. The team isn't good, but you got exactly what you wanted. Hopefully you just bought a new mansion. Hopefully you're eating a cheeseburger or something like that. And hopefully you and Carmelo Anthony are still sending each other Christmas cards, because the whole thing that they built last year has been absolutely ruined. And I'm not going to sit here and have a hot take and say this isn't a playoff team. They're still too talented to miss the playoffs. But you ruined what Mike D'Antoni built the last 2 years, and now all of a sudden you don't even have a puncher's chance of being a factor in the playoffs.
That's the thing that I just keep going back to. None of us like – well, you did a little bit, Freddie, but you saw the light quickly. None of us liked the Carmelo thing. None of us thought it would long-term. No. Work. I thought it wasn't going to just be a complete collapse. I mean, so it's got to be more than that. It's got to be D'Antoni still is just there's some friction somewhere.
There's something somewhere.
No, the roster's built. But I mean, they let and
they
we
let
can laugh about
moments,
they let Bob Mute all these guys go. They bring in Ennis, who, by the way, I need to see his birth certificate too, because they say he's in his 20s. That guy's at least 49 years old. You can't tell me. Just look at Ennis. Don't tell me that guy's in his 20s. That guy's at least 46 years old. They're just done. It's as good as it gets. Last year's as good as it gets, and they're going to be looking for a new coach in the offseason. Daryl Morey, who knows what he's going to do. It's not getting any better. And oh, by the way, you said this, Fred. Chris Paul's not going to get any younger either. Mm-hmm. So have fun paying him $30 million the next 3 or 4 years. This is a disaster.
Damn near.
How about Eric
million.
Gordon, though, to be that frustrated to go? He's a good soldier.
He's a good quiet guy.
Usually, yeah.
Quiet guy.
And he's out there saying, man, we suck. Something's going on here. So that tells me, yes, something is going on there that's just beyond basketball.
I think it goes back to – could it be just as simple as – the way they handled this team after you finish the year.
It's terrible.
You know? It could be that simple.
I think it is. I think it really is. And you again, Landry, you just talked about it. You know, as far as, you know, you undermine Mike D'Antoni. These guys were all bought into what was going on and how they were doing. And now I get it. Somebody was saying, I think I was listening to Richard Jefferson this morning. You know, yes, they were playing at a – you know, you had to James Harden getting 60-point triple-doubles last year. Obviously, he was playing. But listen, it ain't like he's been slacking this year. Hell, he put up a 50-burger a week or two ago.
Right.
So, you know,
this is the other thing, Fred. Their bench is terrible.
They're last
in the league in bench scoring. They're 25th in defensive efficiency. They were top 10 last year.
Yeah.
Like and look, and this is another thing that people are nobody's talking
Uh-oh.
About.
Uh-oh.
Nobody's talking about this. Look, your defensive coordinator, your pseudo defensive coordinator is Jeff Bezdelic.
Bezmello.
You know the basketball. You know how basketball works, Lopez. Mm-hmm. The time when the coaches coach the most is the first couple weeks leading up to the season, so that you can install your new goals. You can install your plans.
Exactly.
All these new guys they brought in. Jeff Bezdelic left because Carmelo was coming here because he got him fired in Denver. So Jeff Bezdelic didn't really get a lot of time with all these new guys. They're fighting. They're going uphill right now, and I think they'll eventually get to the playoffs. This will be maybe a 51
team. I mean, we keep saying that.
I think this is a playoff team, but they're just terrible.
You realize they played 25 games already.
I was going to say we're a third of the way into the year, man.
They played 25 games.
God.
They're 11-14. Two teams in the conference have a worse record.
Yeah.
San Antonio and Phoenix.
Now, listen, can they
That's it.
But here, let's call it what it is too, though. Let's call it what it is. All right. without throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and I don't remember who it was that didn't remember what that saying meant,
it was
but
me.
Let's put it this
me.
Way,
it
okay? But you're yeah. familiar with it now, so I can say that. You don't miss a beat.
It was Eddie Haskell.
Here's the deal, and I'm sure he said it too. They are 11-14. There is still 50 games left. That being said, you still have two very good basketball players in Chris Paul and James Harden. You still got a very good coach and Clint Capela. I think part of the reason is that stupid blonde streak.
Yeah, get rid of that streak. That ain't you, bro.
Let's go ahead and get rid of that. I think that's got as much to do with this team starting out as bad as it does as anything. But
you can't pull like Figgy.
No, there's only one Figgy Fig. Let's call it what it is. You've got a good head coach. You've got a good defensive coordinator. The coaching staff is still there. You've got a lot of pieces still left on this basketball team that are very good. And I'm not sold that the Denver Nuggets are going to continue to win the way they're doing. I'm not sold that the Clippers are going to continue to do the things they're doing. So, the NBA is you're an 8-10 game win streak away, which the Rockets can do that. The Rockets are capable of winning as bad as they've played. We also know they're capable of turning this thing around and winning 8-10 games in a row, and then you're right back in the thick of things. Are they going to be a 2 seed or 1 seed like they were last year? Probably not. Is it going to be 5 or 6 when it's all said and done? More than likely. But this idea that they're going to get back close to where they were last year, listen, if this team gets to the second round, I think it'll be a small victory. And then, of course, you got to question what's going to happen in the offseason. So lots to get to there. But needless to say, it's been uber disappointing with your Houston
Rockets.
So
you think they're going to go to what now, Landry? They have 57 games left.
I think they'll win 50 games. I think this is a 50-win team.
So they got to go 39 and 18? No, is that right, math? They got to go. You're saying they're going to go 39 and 18 the rest of the way?
Well,
they
if you
could.
Let's put it this way. Who knows if that'll get them in the playoffs? Like I said, I think this might be a 7
they're
or 8 seed
win
before it's all
games.
Said and done.
Do you realize that?
No, damn.
They got to go 39 and 18.
Damn, let's quit talking about these
miles. And let's call it what it is. D'Antoni thought they might win 70 this year. So anyway, listen.
We were drinking.
You were. Me and D'Antoni were sipping on that OJ, that agua. So anywho-zy. All right, let's check it out. What's that?
He did.
Who?
Dude, he was
D'Antoni
trying.
He
was
but he was trying to. He was trying to sell himself on what they made him do.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like they made him take Carmelo Anthony, so he's trying to sell himself. Like that. Let's not hold D'Antoni. He had no choice. They didn't even ask him about.
No, you're right.
No,
I think that's as big a problem as anything.
Hey, listen, man, the guy. And hey, I didn't think he made a good point. I was like, okay, I think there's maybe he's right about that. All right, coming up next, Texans, Colts. That's going down. We've also got we got our boy Phil Savage. He's going to join us here. Actually, I think he's joining us in the next segment, as a matter of fact. So he's going to talk all things low college football. Don't forget, we got Brian Jones in the last hour as well. And then we will put on some finishing touches on this Colts-Texans game and get you ready for Sunday. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. We are here in Philadelphia, the Triple OG, Landry Locker. I'm still that dude, Freddie D. Figgy Fig, back at the house. Glad to have you on board. Don't go anywhere. It's in the loop.